Production. Recorded live.
Hello, everyone. This is Carl Schinneman, Director of Legal Analytics and Review at Juranov, and welcome to another edition of ESI Bytes, where we offer information from national speakers on electronic discovery at a price everyone can afford, which is free, and available when they're interested in listening to it, which is whenever you want to download it or put it on your iPod or listen on your computer. Pretty flexible that way. Today we have another one of our sort of my blog post shows, and so this will be a short show on legal hold. An interesting thing happened, which sort of put this thought in my mind. I have a networking group of both companies and law firms, a local group, which I'll do a podcast on shortly. And so we had this meeting where we had about 30 people in the room, mostly half law firms, half from fairly decent-sized companies. Everyone works in e-discovery, and there were a few judges in the room. And we were talking about the legal hold process and some of the issues associated with implementing legal hold. And I asked the audience, how many people in the room work at a company that have a legal hold now that you have to put in effect, and law firm shows up and begins describing what they're going to have to do and the access and the shutting down and, access to IT, feel like you're in a situation where the firm is basically, smells, blood in the water and is out to bill like crazy, and your sort of radar, your defenses go up. I think everyone raised their hand from the company side. And then I asked the law firms the same question. I said, how many of you, on the outside, the outside counsel, you have this obligation to oversee legal hold, as Judge Shindlin has articulated, in the recent, in Zubelake and the pension committee, the obligation falls on the outside law firm to oversee this. So how many of you feel when you go in that you're not getting the full cooperation from in-house counsel and IT department and the access to the information you need and the ability to effectively manage the situation? Everyone raised their hand. So, it seemed to me, that here's where one of the really big problems in electronic discovery lies. I'd like to do a show on this at some point with some guests, but I had some observations that I shared with the room, and I've been fortunate over the course of my career to, have owned some companies and worked in the sales capacity. You're always, to some extent, selling something and had some sales training. And I joked to the room, I said, I'm going to share with you a sales technique. Now, since we're all lawyers in the room, the law is a dirty, four-letter word or whatever, everyone, selling is equally that type of a feel to it. So I felt comfortable sharing a sales technique that I think works in this situation. And when you're in a situation with a prospect or with anyone really that you have a delicate situation and it's not going to overcome, easily, don't tap dance around it. Bring it to the forefront. And what I think might work well in this situation is for an outside lawyer to say, Mr. Client, I know in my experience at this point, typically it's not unusual to have a client feel like we're doing too much here and it's going to get expensive. And, and defenses go up and that impedes our ability to work together. So if it's okay with you, I'd like to talk about what you're feeling right now as we talk about the legal hold and sort of get to the heart of that issue. That thing gives you the ability to have a framework to talk about that issue and why it's important and why you're doing what you're doing, and it gives the client the chance to talk back on what their concerns are. Client might be right. This might be overkill knowing what their situation is, and then you're building the foundation for proportionality arguments, which are important in e-discovery, but at a bare minimum, you set a better foundation for executing what you need to do. I just think it's a tip that warrants some analysis and some trial and error out there in the field. And since I've had some podcasts canceled the last 2 weeks and reschedule, I figured why not? I'll throw it out there. So that's, you know, my little ESI bite. This really is an ESI bite show, supplement show on this idea that I have, and this issue that I just think people really aren't talking about, which is the internal conflict between the client and the outside counsel in this situation. And until you have a team approach, you know, I emphasize teamwork on this show. You know, it's impossible to do it by yourself, and it's certainly a recipe for disaster if you're not on the same page with the people that you need to be helping you in this situation. You know, so the outside counsel, the in-house, the IT people, the outside vendors, we all need to be working together and not trying to figure out each other's internal agendas. So anyway, that's my thought. Hopefully you enjoyed this show as sort of a filler, but not too much filler. We've got a couple of outstanding shows coming up. We're going to be doing a show with Richard Brayman from the Sedona Conference and Jeff Conte in the Western District of Pennsylvania in a month. We just set it up today for the 100th judge to sign the cooperation proclamation. We've got a great metadata show coming up on why it's important. You know, it's not just law. It's actually for processing information. Or it's not just about evidence. It's about processing information. A couple other shows. I think we've got about 5 shows lined up right now. So hopefully we'll get through the summer with reschedules and we'll get these shows taped. Until then, I'd like to thank you for joining us on the show. It's always a pleasure to have people listening to the show and telling me when we interact that they like the show. If you enjoyed this podcast and you want to hear other shows where I had guests, go to www.esibytes.com for a complete list of our shows. That's esibytes.com. You can also remember our show on website phonetically. Say the word Easy Bytes. Its show is Easy Bytes of ESI Information. So however you choose to remember us, come to ESI Bytes to learn more about eDiscovery before ESI Bytes you back. This is Carl Schumann, Berkeley Legal Analytics and Review from Germnov, wishing you a nice day.